Hello, everyone. My name is Gail Durr, and with me is
Faith Bergacre.
Today, we are going to be reading the entire chapter of 1 Samuel 9 in the New Living Translation. There was a wealthy, influential man named Kish from the tribe of Benjamin. He was the son of Abiel, son of Zeror, son of Bechorat, son of Aphiah, of the tribe of Benjamin. His son Saul was the most handsome man in Israel, head and shoulders taller than anyone else in the land. One day, Kish's donkey strayed away, and he told Saul, "Take a servant with you and go look for the donkeys." So Saul took one of the servants and traveled through the hill country of Ephraim, the land of Elisha, the Shilim area, and the entire land of Benjamin. But they couldn't find the donkeys anywhere. Finally, they entered the region of Zuf, and Saul said to his servant, "Let's go home. By now, my father will be more worried about us than about the donkeys." But the servant said, "I've just thought of something. There is a man of God who lives here in this town. He is held in high honor by all the people because everything he says comes true. Let's go find him. Perhaps he can tell us which way to go." "But we don't have anything to offer him," Saul replied. "Even our food is gone, and we don't have a thing to give him." "Well," the servant said, "I have one small silver piece. We can at least offer it to the man of God and see what happens." In those days, if people wanted a message from God, they would say, "Let's go and ask the seer," for prophets used to be called seers. "All right," Saul agreed, "let's try it." So they started into the town where the man of God lived. As they were climbing the hill to the town, they met some young women coming out to draw water. So Saul and his servant asked, "Is the seer here today?" "Yes," they replied. "Stay right on this road. He is at the town gates. He has just arrived to take part in a public sacrifice up at the place of worship. Hurry and catch him before he goes up there to eat. The guests won't begin eating until he arrives to bless the food."
So they entered the town, and as they passed through the gates, Samuel was coming out toward them to go up to the place of worship. Now the Lord had told Samuel the previous day, "About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him to be the leader of my people Israel. He will rescue them from the Philistines, for I have looked down on my people in mercy and have heard their cry." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said, "That's the man I told you about. He will rule my people." Just then, Saul approached Samuel at the gateway and asked, "Can you please tell me where the seer's house is?" "I am the seer," Samuel replied. "Go up to the place of worship ahead of me. We will eat there together, and in the morning I'll tell you what you want to know and send you on your way. And don't worry about those donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, for they have been found. And I am here to tell you that you and your family are the focus of all Israel's hopes." Saul replied, "But I'm only from the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel, and my family is the least important of all the families of that tribe. Why are you talking like this to me?" Then Samuel brought Saul and his servant into the hall and placed them at the head of the table, honoring them above the 30 special guests. Samuel then instructed the cook to bring Saul the finest cut of meat, the piece that had been set aside for the guest of honor. So the cook brought in the meat and placed it before Saul. "Go ahead and eat it," Samuel said. "I was saving it for you even before I invited these others." So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they came down from the place of worship and returned to town, Samuel took Saul up to the roof of the house and prepared a bed for him there. At daybreak the next morning, Samuel called to Saul, "Get up, it's time you were on your way." So Saul got ready, and he and Samuel left the house together. When they reached the edge of town, Samuel told Saul to send his servant on ahead. After the servant was gone, Samuel said, "Stay here, for I have received a special message for you from God."
Wow, what a story, Faith. Just thinking about those donkeys at the very beginning and wondering where that was all going to go. But again, as we read this chapter, we see how Samuel was used by God in this transition from the judges to the kings that would now be governing Israel. So, Faith, what was a takeaway that you had from this story?
Well, I see a couple of interesting points on the story. The first is that Saul has been sent out by his father and a servant to find his father's donkeys who have strayed. They don't end up finding the donkeys, but Saul instead has a divine appointment with Samuel. Saul wasn't even aware of Samuel. It was his servant who made the suggestion to go to visit the seer or prophet Samuel. God had already told Samuel that he was to expect Saul's arrival and the purpose of this meeting. How often do we have chance meetings that later we realized were appointments from God? We run into people who need a smile and kind word from us, or that we need a word of encouragement from them. These are not coincidental. That's why we need to always be listening to the Holy Spirit to receive these directions in our life.
Yes, and as you're sharing this, I'm thinking about this story, and it makes me think how Samuel wasn't even stressed about, oh, God told me this was going to happen, and that he didn't feel like, oh, I need to go ahead and I need to orchestrate this. And I just had to think about this. I just love that faith and trust that Samuel had to just be and trust God. One thing Dave and I have worked on is to pray daily with our hands open that God would use us for this day the way he would want to, and that we would be obedient to what he's asking us to do. We have had many coincidental meetings when we are truly listening, watching, and obeying. As you said, it can be through a note, encouraging word, and so forth. About a year and a half ago, we went to a core focus that Watermark was offering. We knew some of the people who would be there and also felt God was asking us that day to connect with people we might not know. As we stepped in the building, we noticed all the tables set up, and we did have a few friends who were going to sit at a table. There was room for us, but Dave and I both felt God wanted us to connect with some people we didn't know. It was a moment that we were both struggling because we did want to sit with our friends, but we felt God was leading us not to do that. So we did make the decision to sit at another table. Sitting there was a couple we had never met. As the conversation went on, we found out that they thought this meeting was for something completely different than what it was. We had a wonderful time, and we ended up inviting them to try our small group, and they have been a part of it ever since. They told us they probably wouldn't have gone to the meeting if they understood what it was. Next, they were newer to Watermark and had some other experiences that would have kept them from maybe just not jumping in. We have talked with them often about this and realized it was a divine appointment from God. Maybe through this story, it has sparked some divine appointment thoughts in your life as well. So, Faith, did you have any other thoughts about this particular story?
Well, yeah, kind of a second point that caught my attention was that when Samuel informed Saul that he was to be anointed as the first king of Israel, his response was similar to Moses when God asked him to lead his people Israel out of Egypt. Saul's response was, "But I'm only from Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel. And my family is the least important of all the families of that tribe." Yet we just read in the first verses of the chapter that Saul's father, Kish, was wealthy and influential, and Saul was more handsome than anyone else. I don't think that Saul's response was out of humility, but out of insecurity. When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush to charge him with leading the people of Israel out of Egypt, his response in Exodus 3:11 was, "But who am I to appear before Pharaoh? How can you expect me to lead the Israelites out of Egypt?" And again, in chapter 4, verse 10, Moses pleaded with the Lord, saying, "Oh Lord, I'm just not a good speaker. I never have been, and I am not now. Even after you have spoken to me, I'm clumsy with words." These men of God lack the confidence and trust that God would be with them and guide them through these great responsibilities. But honestly, I think that is pretty close to what my first response usually is when I receive an assignment or challenge. An example of that kind of draws these two points together as an experience I had many years ago when my children were in elementary school. I had been asked to be on the school PTO board as vice president. I was rather overwhelmed by that, but realized I had a year to learn protocol and to be immersed in the inner workings of the school before being the president the following year. At the first meeting, the current president announced that they had decided to enroll their children at a different school for the year, and thus resigned from her position. Suddenly, everyone's eyes were focused on me. Well, I did end up taking that position of president. The rest of the board was very patient and gracious, and God certainly was faithful in leading me through that time. But if I had been asked to be president from the beginning, I'm sure that I would have felt inadequate and not taken the job. So God worked it out to put me in that position in a unique and unexpected way.
Wow, Faith, that would be quite a shock. What did that look like for you to know God wanted you there and then to rely on Him?
Well, to be honest, Gail, I didn't realize all of that immediately. I just knew that there was no way that I could do the job without God. It certainly pulled me out of my comfort zone.
For sure. Wow. And what's so great about all that, too, is how you saw God's faithfulness to be with you and help you at that time. And now how in all these other years, you have also seen Him help you through other stretching and difficult times since then. So thank you for sharing that. And so we hope that some of these thoughts today of Samuel, divine appointments, God being there, just listening to God, we hope that these have been helpful to you. And we'd now like to just close in prayer. Dear Lord God, we just come to you. And what a great reminder, Lord, of Samuel, who listened to you and trusted you and how he relied on you to take care of orchestrating everything. And how he knew you would provide. And he knew you for so many years that you would be faithful. And so, Lord, I just pray that we would take time in our lives to listen, to be obedient, to trust in you, and to know you will guide us each step of the way. Thank you for your word. And we pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.